Research ecologist Hardin Waddell and his colleagues at the U.S. Geological Survey wanted to know how frogs and toads were faring in ditches and creeks on farmland versus restored wetlands. So they suited up and set out into the Mississippi Delta on a frog hunt.
We went out there at night with flashlights, and we captured every individual we saw. We measure them, and we look for any kind of growth abnormalities or anything like that.
They didn't find disease, but they did discover significantly more frogs and toads on the marginal farmland that had been restored to wetlands. Waddell says amphibians are great indicators of the overall health of wetland conditions, so that means restored wetlands can be just as good for frogs and toads as preserved wetlands. For the Environment Report, I'm Tanya Ott.